Former Texas Governor Ann Richards has died. The Democrat was suffering from esophageal cancer. She was 73. NPR's John Burnett reports on a woman known for inclusive government and a biting wit.
Anyone who'd been a close friend or colleague of Ann Richards during her long career as a politician and a Democratic Party activist remembers the night at Schultz's Beer Garden in Austin. Richards was standing next to an African-American senior state employee named Charlie Miles when a white county judge from East Texas came over to greet them. The moment is retold by Molly Ivins, the liberal columnist and friend of Richards.
Charlie stuck out his hand and the judge touched it with one finger and said, "How are you, boy?" And then turned in great relief to pretty blue-eyed Ann Richards and said, "And who is this lovely lady?" And Ann beamed and said, "I am Mrs. Miles." She had one of the quickest wits I've ever come across.
It was vintage Richards doing what she did best, turning the prevailing political culture upside down. She started as a housewife and party volunteer in Dallas in the early 1960s, at a time when women were supposed to make sandwiches while the men discussed politics. Richards helped to change that. She won the state treasurer's office in 1982, becoming the first woman elected statewide in half a century. In 1990, she beat Republican oil man Clayton Williams to become governor of Texas. With her unapologetic drawl, sizzling one-liners, and gravity-defying white bouffant, she cut the figure of an unforgettable governor.